Ava, I had the most exploring next thought this morning, which is that we say sequence modeling constantly, and I am not sure we've ever actually defined it.
Yeah, that's painfully accurate. We use it like everyone already has the mental furniture installed, and then we sprint straight into context windows or routers or whatever shiny pain machine appeared that week.
Episode 757, we discover nouns. But honestly, this one deserves the slow version. It sits under language models, recommendation systems, finance models, biology models. It keeps showing up.
Okay, the clean picture is this. You're reading a sentence, and I cover the next word with a card. You don't guess from nowhere. You use the words before it, the topic, the grammar, the rhythm, and you form a pretty good expectation.
Right.
Sequence modeling is turning that covered word game into a learning problem. The data comes in an order, and the order carries information. The job is to learn enough from the earlier pieces to make a useful prediction about the next piece, or some later piece.
So the word sequence is doing real work there. It isn't just a bag of facts. It's the fact that this thing came after that thing, and before the next thing.
Exactly. Language is the friendliest example, because words obviously depend on previous words. But the same shape shows up in transactions, clicks, sensor readings, DNA letters, even a user's path through a product. If the order changes the meaning, sequence modeling is probably nearby.
Okay. And before we let ourselves say token with a straight face, we should slow down. We did a whole thing on tokenization in episode 601. But the tiny version is, raw text gets chopped into pieces the model can handle.
Yes. Tokens are the tiles in the covered word game. The model usually isn't predicting the next English word directly. It's predicting the next token from a fixed vocabulary, which might be a whole word, a suffix, punctuation, or a weird little subword chunk.
Oh, no.
No, it's good weird. Because once text is tiles, the training setup becomes almost stupidly elegant. Take a huge amount of text, cover one tile, show the model the previous tiles, and ask, what tile probably goes here?
This is where conditional probability sneaks in. Episode 671 got the longer treatment, but here it just means, what's the chance of this next token given the tokens already visible?
Right, the model doesn't output one mystical answer. It outputs a probability distribution, which is just a ranked set of chances across possible next tokens. Maybe comma gets high probability. Maybe the word model gets high probability. Maybe banana gets very low probability, unless your sentence has gone fully off the rails. Back to the card. The thing learning those probabilities is a neural network, a big adjustable function.
So in the covered card picture, attention is the model learning which words on the page it should glance back at before guessing the hidden one.
Yes. If the sentence starts with a city and ends with a weather phrase, the model may need to connect pieces that are far apart, instead of treating only the immediately previous word as important.
Okay, but here's where people get confused. And by people, I mean me, when we started doing this show in November. Is the model trained?
Good catch. Conceptually, yes, the covered token game is the right picture. In practice, during training, the model can score many positions in the same sequence at once. For each position, predict the next token from the tokens before it. That's a good way to say it, and the path has a visible stretch. That's the context window, how many tokens the model can currently see and use.
Some older or smaller setups might see a couple thousand tokens. Other systems advertise much larger windows, like 128,000 tokens, and recent research even pushes ultra-long context into the millions.
Right, including that July 2026 work talking about 16 million token context. I would not treat that as normal product reality. But it shows the pressure. People want the card game to include more of the page, or the whole binder. The catch is cost. More visible tokens usually means more computation and memory. It can help because the model has more evidence, but it makes the prediction problem heavier. Context is not magic recall.
That workspace line matters. In the card picture, if the useful clue is outside the visible strip, the model may still produce something fluent. It just may be confidently disconnected from the thing you needed it to remember.
Yep, and this is where hallucination fits without making it mystical. A sequence model is good at producing plausible continuations. Plausible is not the same as true. If the learned pattern points toward a smooth answer, the model may continue smoothly even when the facts are missing. Not doom, just calibration.
Let's make the non-language examples concrete, because otherwise sequence modeling sounds like just a fancy name for chatbots. Airbnb has Journey Former, where the ordered guest journey matters. A search, a click, a save, a booking attempt.
Plaid is another clean one. Their sequential foundation model frames financial transactions as having grammar, a paycheck, a bill, a subscription, a transfer. The order and surrounding history help the model understand what a transaction likely means.
And biology gets stranger in a good way. The Nature Communications gene regulation work this month is sequence to function, feed in biological sequence context, and predict to function, not the next word in a sentence.
Right, same broad idea, ordered symbols carry structure. Sometimes you predict the next token, sometimes you predict a label, a function, a translation, or another sequence, but the model is still exploiting order. There are variants worth naming without touring the whole museum. Masked language models, like old BERT style, hide tokens inside the sequence and use both left and right context. Sequence-to-sequence models take one sequence and produce another, like translation.
And that is still sequence modeling, but the covered card game changes rules. Sometimes the card hides the next tile. Sometimes it hides a middle tile. Sometimes you're transforming one row of tiles into another row.
Exactly. Recent work like Set Diffusion, Loopy, and Latent MT are live experiments around generation order, loops, and latent reasoning, not proof that the core idea is obsolete.
So where does sequence modeling stand now? My product read is extremely current, just buried under model names. People don't buy a thing called sequence modeling. They buy search personalization, fraud understanding, coding assistance, biology prediction.
I agree. It is still load-bearing. Transformers change the dominant architecture. Long context systems change the scale of what can be visible. Some diffusion and looped approaches change decoding or computation.
The one thing I want to make sure sticks is sequence modeling starts with order. Cover the next piece, learn from the visible pieces, predict what belongs, and repeat or adapt that idea.
Yeah. And if someone says a model understands a sequence, translate that into the mechanical question, what previous pieces can it see? What probabilities did it learn? And what is it being asked to predict?
That was almost tidy, Ava. Dangerous territory for us. We'll stop before the banana platform finds enterprise pricing.